It was a season for the ages for the Ferndale High football team, but as they say, all good things must come to an end, and the Wildcats finally met their match in last weekend's state playoffs. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mudd News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Wildcats and their historic season in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest boys and girls high school basketball news in what was a very busy week for the local contingent of teams, as well as some college basketball and why it was a big week for two local wrestlers. But first up, an historic and memorable season for the Ferndale football team ended last weekend in the Division 4 AA NorCal Regional Bowl game at the Redwood Bowl. The Wildcats, who came into the game unbeaten, faced off against Sutter High School and lost 21-7. The Wildcats started the stronger of the two teams and led 7-0 early in the night, but the Sutter Huskies would grow into the game and scored 21 unanswered points, including 15 in a dominating second half. Interestingly, the Huskies are coached by McKinleyville High graduate and former Humboldt State football player Ryan Reynolds. While the loss ended the season for the Cats, it was nonetheless a season for the ages. Ferndale posted its first undefeated regular season since 2008 on the way to clinching the Little Four Championship, and the Wildcats would go on to win three straight playoff games in the North Coast Section Division 5 tournament, claiming a second section championship in 3 years and a 15th all-time. Switching gears, 17 HDNL varsity basketball teams were in action at various tournaments last weekend as the new season begins to build momentum. Here on the North Coast, the McKinleyville boys and Arcata girls both hosted tournaments. The Mac boys reached the championship game at the Panthers Tip-Off Classic with victories over Annerley and Ukiah in their opening two games. However, they would fall to Cardinal Newman in Saturday's championship game by a score of 55-49. The Panthers would bounce back with a non-tournament victory at Hoopa on Tuesday night, winning 78-38 to go to 5-1. There were several other local boys teams in action last weekend as well. Del Norte and Eureka faced off in an early season showdown in the championship game at the Wairika tournament, with the Warriors prevailing 59-55 in overtime to avenge a loss to Eureka in last year's Wairika tournament final. With the win, which was their fourth straight, the Del Norte boys improved to 4-1. The loss was the first of the season for the Eureka boys, who dropped to 4-1. St. Bernard's also reached the championship game at the Montgomery tournament with back-to-back wins over San Domenico and Montgomery, but they would lose a hard-fought final to Campo Lindo by just 2 points, falling 52-50. The Crusaders are now 2-1. The Arcata boys travelled for the always competitive Red Bluff tournament and dropped two of three games to go to 3-4 in the season, while Fortuna was in action at the McKinleyville tournament and lost two of three games, closing out with a 52-49 win over West Valley to go to 2-5. Hoopa and South Fork also travelled for tournaments. The Warriors went 1-2 at the Durham tournament before splitting a pair of non-tournament games against Weed and McKinleyville early this week. The South Fork boys travelled to Boonville for the annual Anderson Valley tournament and finished 2-2 in tournament play, including a 93-62 win over Potter Valley, which was the most points they have scored in a game in at least 20 years since Max Preps began keeping records. The Cubs also played Mendocino in non-tournament action on Tuesday night and lost 64-50 to drop to 2-6 on the season. Most of the HDNL boys teams are back in action at various tournaments this week. Arcata, Fortuna, Del Norte and Eureka will all feature in the 8-school Arcata tournament, which opened on Thursday afternoon and runs for 3 days, with the championship game set for 2:30 on Saturday. McKinleyville and St. Bernard's will be at the Mount Shasta tournament, and the South Fork boys will host their annual Gene Cotter Memorial Tournament. In local girls' high school basketball, meanwhile, the Eureka Loggers are enjoying an impressive start to the new season and won the Gridley Tournament Championship last weekend. The Loggers defeated Las Plumas in the championship game by a score of 59-28, and they are now 5-1 on the season. Closer to home, Arcata, South Fork and McKinleyville all competed in the first annual Tanya Campbell Classic at Arcata High School, with the tournament hosts reaching the championship game and falling 56-46 to Chico. The Arcata girls, who bounced back with a 58-44 non-tournament win at Trinity on Tuesday, are now 4-1. The South Fork girls dropped all three of their games at the Arcata tournament and are now 0-7, while McKinleyville went 2-1 in tournament action, including a 51-25 win over Emerald in the third place game, and is now 4-2 on the season. The St. Bernard's girls travelled to play at the Sonoma Valley tournament and went 2-1, including a 52-25 loss to the host school in the final. The Crusaders are now 2-2. The Ferndale girls also reached the championship game at the Cloverdale tournament, where they fell 61-56 in overtime to Division 2 Windsor, and the Cats are now 2-1. Fortuna travelled for the Calusa tournament and won two straight games after an opening loss, including a big 72-29 win over Forest Lake Christian in the consolation game. Most of the HDNL teams are back in action at various tournaments this week. Fortuna and McKinneyville are at the Healdsburg tournament. Eureka is at the Windsor tournament. St. Bernard's is at the Mount Shasta tournament. Del Norte is at the Harlan Carter tournament in Reading. And Ferndale is at the Weaverville Holiday Classic. In local college basketball, meanwhile, the College of the Redwoods men went 1-1 at their own Coach Tregg's Classic, bouncing back from a 93-79 loss to Southwestern Oregon on Friday with a 99-89 win over Mendocino on Saturday. CR is now 7-5. The CR women won a pair of games at the Shasta Crossover Tournament, defeating Solano 66-59 and beating Yuba 72-50 to go to 6-5. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams opened conference play last weekend. The Humboldt men split two games, beating Stanislaus State and losing to UC Merced, while the women beat both Stanislaus and Merced. The CPH men are now 3-5, while the women are 3-3. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, two CR wrestlers have advanced to this weekend's state championships in Rockland after big performances at last weekend's NorCal Regional Tournament. Caleb Aguilera placed 6th at 133 pounds, while teammate Jared Williams was 7th at 165. The top 8 wrestlers in each bracket qualify for a state. And that's this week's Caymud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.